This is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Our God is a missionary God. Our God is a God who sends, not a distant God, not a God who is uninterested in our lives, but a God who reaches towards us, who sent his Son, and who sends his Spirit to us. And Jesus came, sent by God, to enter our world, to live as one of us, with all the mess and all the pain that that entails. And he was sent to invite us, to bring us into relationship with God. And that sending was motivated by love. So love is a great outward moving motion. It is a motion which moves towards the other. And the love of God is expansive. It expands and continues to expand outwards. God loves us and moves towards us in love through the sending of Jesus and through the sending of his Spirit. And then we are invited to love in return. We're invited to make that movement towards God, towards one another, and then towards all people. So there's a sort of rhythm which makes up the action and activity of God, a pattern of sort of going out and of returning. And you see this pattern not only in the sort of the sentness of Jesus, the fact that God sent him, but also actually within Jesus' life itself. So you see Jesus sometimes going out, engaging with people. He's preaching and teaching and healing. And then there are times of retreat when he goes to a place where he can spend time in prayer with God, a going out and then a returning and a retreating. And we also see this sort of this pattern of coming and going in the Samaritan woman. So the woman that we just read about was the Samaritan woman. And we saw her as she engaged with Jesus and she heard him and was absolutely amazed by what he told her. And so she immediately goes back to her people. She goes to her friends and her neighbors. And then she brings them back to Jesus. She brings them back to find out about this man who told her everything that she had ever done. And in doing that, in that going to her people and then bringing them back to Jesus, she earned her place as the very first evangelist and missionary. So this week we are continuing, as Bridget said, with our series exploring the different aspects of our church service in order to understand why we do the different bits and understand at greater depth. And as she said, what I'm doing this week is looking at the bit we call the dismissal, the bit at the end of the service. And I'm looking at the reason why we don't end our service by just saying, "That's all, folks. It's the end." That's not how we finish our services. We finish our services with a go. We finish our services with a go. We say, "Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." And everyone responds, "In the name of Christ, amen." So the end of our services aren't really an end at all. They're more of a transition into the next part, the part which is the rest of life until we gather again. That rhythm of going out and coming back. There are other hints towards the end of the service, if you pick up on them, reading through the liturgy, the words that make up our service. There's an expectation of something that happens beyond the time when the service finishes. So in the post-communion prayer that we pray, we say, "May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world." And so within that liturgy, within those words, there is a built-in sending out, a recognition that coming to church isn't just about what we do here. It's about more than what we have in this time slot. It's about the whole of life. We're called to live his risen life, to bring life to others, to give light to the world. So we send you out with a directive to love and serve the Lord. We say go. So I wonder how much time you spent considering what this means. What have your thoughts been about what we say as we join in with that post-communion prayer? What do you think you're committing to when you say that you will go? Our God is a God who sends. He sent his son Jesus into the world to invite us to him and to help us to know him. He sent the Holy Spirit into the world to be with us, to guide us and empower us. But the sending doesn't end there. We are sent into the world as well. There's another prayer which can be used sometimes after communion, which I think makes this even more explicit. And some of you may be familiar with these words. It says, "Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory." So we're sent out as part of that movement of God, that movement which continues to extend outward, extending the reach of God's love towards other people and towards creation as a whole. So the pattern and rhythm of our lives and of our church services play a part of a specific gathering together to be filled up, to give our full attention to God. Here we are nourished. We are nourished by word and by sacrament, by Bible reteaching, by communion, prayer and worship. But it's never the intention that we remain in this place. We're filled up for a purpose. We're filled up to be sent out. Now, Teresa of Avila was a 16th century nun who was absolutely famous for her prayer life. She wrote books about her experiences in prayer, and her books are considered absolute Christian classics. But as much as she loved to pray, and oh my, there were times when she absolutely adored praying and described these ecstatic experiences of meeting with God, but she said, if prayer doesn't send you back out into the world, you've missed the point. So she loved to pray. She loved spending time with God. But she said, look, if all that time spent with God and spent in prayer doesn't send you back out into the world, you've missed the point. We're spiritually filled up in order to be sent out. Just think about that idea of taking a deep breath. Take a deep breath in. But we take it in order to be able to give out again. And that is part of that rhythm and that pattern. And so we go. At the end of our church services, we have come together, we have turned our attention to God, we've received from God, we've been filled up, and now it's time for the next bit. It's time to go out again. Not that we leave God behind. God doesn't sort of stay here as we head out. It's more the case that we've spent some time maybe looking at the face of God and giving our full attention, but then we turn towards the outside world, and with God, we walk out into the world. We reach out with God in that continued movement of love. And this idea actually is expressed in our vision and value statements. The last of those statements that we came up with last year says, all reach out. All reach out. We respond to the needs of our community with the love of God. But what does this go entail? Because actually there's a real intentionality behind the go. It isn't just sort of go and get on with the rest of your day, necessarily. This is part of the mission and movement of God towards creation. It is part of that expansive love of God which reaches out and invites all people to come. So I think actually that the post-communion prayer actually gives us quite a helpful framework to think through what that go entails. So we ask in that prayer that we would live the risen life of Jesus, that we would bring life to others, and that we would give light to the world. So there's three things there, three elements that are part of that go. So the first thing is to go out and live the risen life of Jesus, which I think is essentially about transformation. It's about living life in the context of God's love and the good news of Jesus, and letting that shape all of us and all of what we do. So it's a life which is framed by hope. It's a life which recognizes that we are loved, that we turn and in turn grow in love of God and in love for others. So let me get this straight. It's not about a constant self-improvement program. I think we can leave church sometimes thinking that's what we have to do. We just have to make ourselves better people. That's what transformation is. But actually, that's not the message that we get. Rather, it's the transformation which happens over time through a life lived with God, with the Holy Spirit at work in us as we grow in our faith and experience of God. So it's not going back with a task list of I must do this better, I must do that, but actually that sense of as we live our life in the context of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, we are transformed. We are being changed, and we need to live increasingly into that transformed life. But that's not a life that we just live, it's a life that we bring to others. We bring life to others. So that life that we have, that we've received, the hope that we have, the reason for our being, is something to be shared. Not forced on other people, not stuffed down people's throats, but offered as a gift. Bridget mentioned about having had Halloween, and a couple of my children decided that they wanted to dress up, and one of my children thought that it would be good to dress up just in their normal clothes, but with a Bible, and go around hitting people on the head. Because being a Bible basher was just a terrifying, terrifying thing, which I thought was quite amusing. It's not about going and forcing people and stuffing stuff down people's throat. That's not what it is. It's about offering a gift to those around us. The Samaritan woman in the gospel reading is a perfect example of this. She met and she spoke with Jesus, and she was so amazed by him that she immediately went to her people, to her neighbors, and to her friends to share with them what she had experienced. I find it quite funny, she was so excited about going back to them that she forgot her water jar. That's how excited she was about going back to her friends and neighbors to tell them about this man who had told her everything that she had ever known, who was the Christ and the Messiah. And then the other people responded in curiosity, going, okay, we better go find out about this person. And they came back to him to see for themselves whether what this woman was saying was true. So we can be a bit frightened of the E word, evangelism. Ooh, it's a scary word. But actually, it's just about sharing our stories and experiences of God and Jesus with other people. Because as we tell those stories, we are telling God's story. It's part of that movement again of love, God's love towards the world, helping that movement extend further and further and more widely. And actually today is a really good day to be reflecting on this, because it is All Saints Day. And All Saints Day is when we remember the faithful departed, which I always find is an odd phrase, but it's just a posh phrase for Christians who have been and gone before. I love the fact that Bridget had us think about those people that have impacted our lives through their faith, taking time to remember that actually that faith is passed down through people as they share their own experiences and we see their example. So we're called to go and live the risen life of Jesus, to bring that life to others, and finally, to bring light to the world. And this idea of bringing light to the world, you find in a number of places in the gospel. We have that bit about being salt and light in the world. So part of the mission and movement of God is this love being extended outwards, involving it making the world a better place, recognizing that there is darkness in the world, and that we need to bring light into those places. So it's not just about our individual stories of faith and sharing that with the people who are near to us, but actually about bringing light and hope on a larger scale. It's about peace. It's about justice. It's about tackling issues of poverty and oppression. It's about caring for creation and protecting the environment. We are stewards of the world. That movement of God's love towards creation is about us and our world. And we have our individual concerns. But also we need to reach out and speak to those bigger systems, those bigger areas of darkness which hold the world captive, and find ways to shine God's light in those places as well. So we gather. We gather for our church services on a Sunday morning. We come to give our time and our focus and attention to God, to be filled up through word and sacrament and prayer and worship. But the end of the service is not an end. It is a transition. The dismissal is not, that's all, folks, but rather go. Go. Go and be part of God's mission and movement in the world. Go and bring God's love for people out into our communities. Go. Amen.